The National Federation of the Blind is an organization that not only has state affiliates, but we have divisions. And yesterday we heard from Jessica in the Sports and Rec division, and that was super. But now we're going to change courses a little bit and hear from several divisions, the first of which is going to be the National Association of Blind Students Division. And to represent that division, we have Nina Maranka, and she is the treasurer. So, Nina, how about if you go ahead and start?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, cool. This awkward Zoom thing where we all have to check. Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Nina. I am actually from upstate New York, and so I'm super excited to be here. I also have attended blind skills training, so that was a really inspiring speech to go after, and it actually offered me a really good segue that was not planned into what NAVS does. So a little bit about me really quick. I'm a senior at a small college in Buffalo, New York. I study psychology and criminal justice for family and juveniles, and I'm currently applying to get my master's so I can get my clinical license to practice psychology. I'm hoping to go into victim specialty with that and work for the United States government with victims of violent crimes. I'm a guide dog user. I will warn you, if you hear some rustling, it probably is my guide dog. He loves to come up when I'm talking to what he thinks is no one, because he just sees me sitting at my computer, and squeak his toys. I actually worked as an information and referral specialist, working in emergency homeless placement and basic human needs, for a national organization called 2-1-1. So, a lot of interesting different human services type things going on there. I was first introduced to the National Federation of the Blind, actually a few years ago now, in October 2018, and I went to my first New York State convention. I was aware of the NFB, but I wasn't sure it was a good fit for me, for honestly no reason other than what I had heard about it. And so I decided on a whim, because the convention was in my city of Buffalo, to go and see if I liked it. And I was like, well, if I don't like it, you know, I don't have to go back. Well, long story short, I did enjoy my time there. I actually networked with some people who were on the NAVS board at the time, and I also networked with people in New York State, and I really felt seen and heard, and like I was a part of a community that was progressive and, you know, advocating for change. And I'd always kind of had a good blind philosophy, but I was always open to learning, and it felt really good to find that space. So I was really humbled that the next year in 2019, I was a scholarship winner. And then the year after that, after some involvement, I was first elected to the NAVS board. And I am still on the NAVS board today. And I really enjoy the work that we do. So for anyone who doesn't know, our division, we are composed of students all over the country. And we actually have some international students as well. We work primarily with high schoolers, college, graduate students, non-traditional students, you name it, we've got it. We even have usually some people who are in trade school or blindness skills training. We also kind of welcome them into the fold. We have done some events with younger students as well, but our material that I'm going to talk about today primarily is for high school students and up, but we're always looking for mentoring opportunities with our younger students, especially through our blind parents division and parents of blind children divisions. So what NAVS is honestly trying to do all of the time is we are leveling the playing field for blind students in and out of the classroom. So we always talk about breaking barriers and causing change and all of the fun verbiage that we use to describe what we do. But we do a lot. So today I'm going to go through some of the main things we have going on. I will leave a couple minutes at the end for questions in case anyone has any. And I do want to stress, we promote the content that we create and the events for students. However, honestly, a lot of these resources are good for non-students. Like, I'm going to talk about some of our outreach and like job hunting resources and some things that we've been coming up with. So feel free to take a look at our website that I'll talk about in a minute and see if there's anything on there that could be useful for you, or even, you know, for some other parents of blind students that you might know. It's not, you know, strictly just for students all the time. So we are primarily composed of four committees. So our committees are legislative and self-advocacy, outreach, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and fundraising. And so our LSAC committee is the committee that teaches students about their rights. We teach students about the ADA, about their educational rights, about their rights as a service handler. We talk about advocacy in the sense of legislative priorities for our organization. We teach students about a lot of topics that are a little bit hard to understand sometimes. You know, not all of us want to go online and read the entire ADA, as helpful as it can be. So we break that stuff down into workshops and different resources. Our outreach committee, I'm a little biased. I always joke it's my favorite because I'm actually the chair of it and I have been for some time now. But our outreach committee is in charge of all of our external communication. So we create a bunch of resources. We launched the NABS Now podcast in January of 2020. And it has, I think the number the other day was almost 9,000 listens all around the world, which is a little crazy to think about. And this podcast is a podcast by students for students. And so we've covered everything from dressing for a job and first impressions, we just did a resume one, to accessibility in the classroom, to getting involved on campus. We've done whether or not someone should decide to get a guide dog, accessible fitness. So as you can see, a lot of these might be geared more towards students, but because we have such a wide range of students in our division, we make them usable for people who are not students as well. So feel free to check us out. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're literally on all the major platforms. We're also on Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, and that'll direct you to all the individual platforms that we have. Our outreach committee also runs the Student Slate, which is our blog that we feature student-written pieces on. Those are along the same lines of the topics that we were just talking about for podcast for Blind Equality Achievement Month. We also have some open letters from students and our president, Trisha Cole Carney, on our blog, which is really interesting to get some other perspectives on this really important month for our movement. So I encourage you all to check that out as well. Finally, the other main thing we do as outreach, we work on NABS Notes. And NABS Notes is basically a synopsis of what's been going on in NABS. It's our little quick newsletter. It helps organize all of our links because we have a ton of resources each month. It talks about fundraisers, anything like that. So all of that stuff can be found on nabslink.org. So that's NABS, N-A-B-S-L-I-N-K.org. And we actually just had our website revamped. So we have a lot of cool pages and everything super organized. So I encourage you guys to check it out. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. This committee is honestly one of my favorite to work with. We host workshops and panels and all kinds of interactive activities for our students on topics relating to diversity. So thinking about things like race, culture, even things like consent. And we really educate students and we make a safe space for topics that sometimes are hard to talk about or are not topics that are encouraged to be talked about on campuses across the country or anything like that. So we do different initiatives all the time with those, and that is a really like crucial committee because a lot of our students haven't gotten to talk about a lot of that stuff before, like consent as a blind person, even during like travel or, you know, disability awareness, intersectionalities. Like those are all things that we talk about with our students because we want to start the foundation, and we want to have an open mind in our division. And finally, our last committee that we're going to talk about is fundraising. It is what it sounds like. So for NABS, we raise funds to do a bunch of different things, most of them benefiting students. So I know I'm staring at you guys through a computer right now, but typically in a non-COVID year, we send NABS reps to your divisions and your conventions on the ground. So we travel to you guys, we get to mix and mingle a little bit more, which we honestly miss, and we get to speak to you all in person, which is really cool. We also sponsor students for Washington Seminar, so while we're still a little unsure what Washington Seminar looks like this year, I really hope that Alaska has some students willing to come, even if it's virtual. And we also do different initiatives throughout the year. We donate to different things in the NFB. So we do a lot. We try to put all the money that we earn back to our students. We recently had a NABS fundraiser. We sold NABS Nuggets, which was our cookbook, and it was made up of all different recipes from all of our students. And it was really cool. We sold those. We sold NABS t-shirts. It's been a really good fundraising year considering everything's been virtual. Something that is coming up is a Washington seminar, and typically we do an auction. So we are looking for donations of auction items or even money to buy gift cards or other auction items. So if any of your divisions or the affiliate is interested in that, feel free to contact me or Trisha Kulkarni, our president, or anyone on our board, and we can totally set you up. So as you guys know, and we touched on earlier, this is Blind Equality Achievement Month, and so our fundraising committee is doing something really fun. Unfortunately, registration did close, so I'll only touch on this briefly, but actually tonight at 8 Eastern, we're holding a national trivia night. So we are holding a trivia night that's stretching across the entire country, students, non-students, members, non-members of the NFB. And all of our states are competing, and the state that actually wins is getting a big chunk of the proceeds to go toward their student division. So we're super excited. We're really excited to be helping out another division, and it's going to be extremely fun since we have, you know, been coming up with creative ways to bond in this virtual space since we haven't gotten to see each other in person in a while for most of us. And then finally, tomorrow is our Legislative Self-Advocacy Committee and DEI committee calls, and those are at 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern. So if anyone is curious about like what we do, all of the information can be found on our website at napslink.org. It's underneath Get Involved, and it's underneath our committees page. So we'd love to see some new faces. We have calls all the time during the month. Just about every Sunday, there's some committee calls happening, and we just introduced, and we actually haven't had our first one yet this year, Federation year, I should say. We're having one not tomorrow, but the week after. We've introduced student soundboards. So instead of us talking at students about different topics, because we do that a lot with like podcasts and blog posts, we have a ton of resources for them already. We have student soundboards where students can actually bring us their concerns and meet with their peers and develop solutions or strategies to either fix the issue or just to be validated and heard. And obviously we regulate that, but it's been a really, really well-received initiative that we did actually during COVID when we were all having issues with virtual learning. Because as students right now, we're kind of in a weird spot. A lot of us are back on campus, but a lot of people are also still hybrid, or for those with other medical concerns or families with medical issues, or maybe their city, you know, is starting to shut down again. We're kind of in limbo. And, you know, for blind students especially, that's scary because a lot of times with quick switches in learning, especially virtual versus in person. And I know, like, for me, I'm applying to grad school, right? So I'm applying for an in-person program, but we don't know how that's all going to go. That can be nerve-wracking for a lot of our students because usually when those quick changes happen, accessibility is the last thing on, you know, the minds of the administration or the professors. Sometimes through no fault of their own. So we're providing that safe space again, and if anyone is interested, again, it is on our website. So those are the main things going on in NABS. I'm really happy that I was able to talk to you guys. You guys are actually my first NABS report of the season, so it's been really fun. I really appreciate getting a generous time slot to talk. If anyone has any questions, I'm totally open to take them about anything that we do or anything that I didn't mention.
Did you do some kind of talent show?
Yeah. So we did a talent show. Was it this commencement or the last commencement? Everything blurs together, but we have done talent shows in the past. And if you mean me specifically, yes, unfortunately, my friend talked me into it.
And what did you do?
I sang. When I was in blindness skills training, a friend of mine from North Carolina and I, he plays like jazz piano, and he did harmony for me and we like improv. I did that not realizing it would be played to like 200 people, but
that was a Zoom event. There have been lots of those.
We record them ahead of time, but ours was like I think a little over a year ago, and everyone really liked it because we did it as a part of convention instead of doing like because we usually do a NABS networking event for a convention, so all of our students can be social with each other, but mm-hmm. we obviously can't do those right now, so we come up with other entertaining things like trivia nights and talent shows.
Nice. Yeah, I believe I played that. We had the Live the Life You Want 2020 choir version. I believe that was NABS, and I played that at the beginning of the session this afternoon.
I think that was this.
I believe it was
honestly, nice. Sometimes it's so hard to keep track because we do so many things. But I joke that we did the talent shows before they were like cool, before like everyone started doing them, because we did them like it was like over a year ago now. It's crazy to think.
Thank you so much for coming to speak with us and sharing all that really useful information. We hope someday to have a student division. You know, when you live in a state with a small population like this, it's a constant thing trying to get people together.
You can always refer, like, if you do have students or even people at your center, like, you can always refer them to anyone on our board. We do have state liaisons, mm-hmm. so you and I can talk, like, offline about that, but making sure that
we
you
do have, here, so. What's his name? He's on the board. Starts with a CH,
Justin?
I think.
Or,
no.
Well,
Katie probably knows his name. I can never remember.
No, it's okay. We have a lot of guys on our board, but yeah, so you can always send any students to him or literally anyone on our board and we can.
And last year, I know Robert Carson.
Yeah,
so. Here's Katie.
Kim Chuck.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Kim Chuck's awesome. Kim Chuck's giving a report in Illinois right now. Anytime you guys, even if you have students or people who are interested, even just like what we do, just like send them along. We're more than happy. We talk to people all the time. Even if you guys don't have your own state division, I know New York is a big state, but we have a pretty tiny division. And so we network like our students with national all the time so they can still get those connections. So, but I really appreciate you guys having me, and giving me a good amount of time to go over everything because it is a lot. And
yes, thank you again.